this is the time for a beer or a wine, old fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of Happy Hour.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Dog Pod Happy Hour Edition. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I am joined by my three lovely friends here. Of course, you're used to them. You love them. Mr. Dan Lippert. Hi, Dan.
Hey, I've gotten used to you. You've gotten used to me.
Nothing to this should be a surprise. The other people we have here, not a surprise, and also good. Victoria Longwell. Hi.
Hi.
Talia Tabin. Hi.
What up?
Now the intros have been done. Just kidding.
Can I say something to all your listeners?
Yeah.
Tim and I went on vacation, we listened to Man Dog Pod and we heard these other guests and I was a little like,
kind of weird.
They have other people on?
Yeah. You knew though. You
I'm
knew
confused.
That.
I mean, I knew it, but I didn't like know it.
You didn't want to know it, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard you guys laughing with them and I was like, what?
Hang on.
Those are fake. We have to put on a good show.
Okay, cool.
You can't just put out duds three times a month.
Sure.
They all have to be at least minimum good.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
Good to know.
Do you ever say no? Did we talk about this before?
No.
Do you ever say no to plans and then see pictures of people doing the thing you said no to and get somehow get mad at them?
1,000%. Yeah.
Did that happen for you recently?
No, but that's what it made me think of is I've had things where I'm like,
I mean, it happened to me recently. We were supposed to record on Thursday. I got sick, had to cancel.
Yeah.
You guys all hung out.
Yep.
I was legitimately mad at you.
Well, and I'll say lunch was better than recording, which is a bummer for you to hear, but it was nice that we salvaged it, I thought.
It was nice to salvage.
We had a really nice salvage.
Okay.
But it would have been better if we could have salvaged it with you.
Okay. Fine.
Look, we got to have that. You had to miss that, but you get to go home to a lovely life you've created a lovely husband. And
you're my favorite kind of person where other people's joy makes you upset.
You know what? I want that on my tombstone.
I love it. Yeah. How is the little one? Because we were going to have her at the record doing her goo goo gagas.
Her goo goo gagas. She does a lot of da-da.
Oh my gosh. She's attacks good. Alien.
We all got sick. She got sick with a cold. Then we got the cold from her. And
where do you think she got it?
From the airplane, probably. Mm-hmm. Which is, again, on me because I bring her on the airplane.
That's not on you.
No.
Well, that's on her for touching things and sticking her fingers in her mouth.
Do you put her in the cold and flu section?
I do. Well, we sat her in there by herself.
There or the smoking section.
Yeah, right. I just saw a thing, speaking of babies, your baby.
Yeah.
That in... the Netherlands or somewhere Nordic, maybe. One of those. That they leave their babies outside to sleep, like in their little pram or in their carriage or whatever. But that it's so socially acceptable that like everybody will go into the cafe and there will be like 5, 6, 10 just strollers outside with sleeping babies. And they say it's really good for the baby because it gives them fresh air and all this stuff. And even at home, they'll like open up the windows, put the baby in the stroller and like let him sleep on the little balcony because it's like good or whatever. But the idea of leaving your baby outside while you're in a cafe seems so crazy in America.
Well, all people do with their dogs. And even that, I'm like, why you leave your dog out here?
Your dog gets stolen. Your baby definitely gets stolen.
Okay, so we went to Hawaii, which is where we were, why we took her on an airplane. And, are you okay?
Missed it. Keep going.
Oh, we should get some bug spray.
Yeah. We kill mosquitoes here, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not like the other bugs that you're supposed to be nice to.
Yeah.
I think mosquitoes are, they're trying to hurt you.
I kill them all.
But then there's a new kind of mosquito here, too.
The ankle biter. Yeah.
And look whose ankles are out.
Mine.
All my ankles are out.
And I don't know what to do.
How many ankles do you guys have?
How many ankles?
Yeah.
7.
It's
an odd number.
I was looking at this. You have a story, so we'll tie up this thread.
Okay. Well, who cares? We're in. I got a self-tape, and I was like, oh my God, I'm a new mom who has a self-tape. This is the most important thing in the world. And we could not get the baby to stop crying or to go to sleep. And we were just like, but what do we do? There's nobody else to watch the baby. eventually we got the baby to sleep and we put her outside. It was sliding glass doors so we could see her. Yeah. We fully shut the doors and we wanted to write a note on it and say, like, my parents know I'm out here so that nobody like woke her up. And she slept outside. And honestly, those Scandinavians know what's up.
Mm-hmm. Was she on like a patio? Or
yeah,
just
she was on a patio.
Okay. She wasn't on
but like in
walkway.
Her stroller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody could take it.
I love it. I love it. Well, good for her. Was
and
she
Lulu,
rested?
If you're listening to this, mommy, daddy, love you.
What is the smallest role you could book that would make it worth it if she got stolen?
That's a good question.
A part in a one-liner in that.
A one-liner? Did you hear the full question? She gets stolen.
No,
she gets stolen.
So drunk. I'm so drunk. Wait, what? Say it again. Say
well,
it
the
again.
Smallest part you could book that if she got stolen, you'd be like, well, it was still worth it.
That's a good
it.
Point.
Yeah, a small part in that. In that new Steven Spielberg Jewish movie.
Yeah, same answer. One line.
One line in The Fablemans.
Yeah.
No, don't take my baby. That's the line, yeah. Maybe.
We loved her audition. It seems so real.
No, I don't want her to get stolen, but yeah. I do want to make money for her.
Mm-hmm. For her.
It's yeah, her.
Separate
her.
Account. Her. Separate account, of course.
Well, that whole thing is like, we didn't evolve to be this helpless as babies, right? Like, I know we're pretty helpless, but you yeah. got...
You can work an 8-hour shift.
You could be working an 8-hour shift.
Yeah, bail some boxes.
Yeah, be on set. Yeah, but you'd be outside a little bit.
Lemonade.
Which we hear is very good for them.
But that's right. I just looked it up. The life expectancy in Scandinavia is 4 years. So maybe it's not going so well.
Four. That is a
that's
short
that's when they've
study.
Lost track of them and they're no study. Longer able yeah, to yeah. continue the study.
Well, I will say, Tali, I've missed you.
I've missed you guys.
I've missed you big time. And I've missed seeing, even though I've only maybe met your baby once in mm-hmm. person, I miss seeing her grow. Now you said she is 6 months, almost 7 months. I want to see her again because she must be a whole new person.
I can't wait for us to do a mono scene with Lulu.
Oh yeah, my gosh. Yes, let's
it's just
going to
be
it.
The best.
Yeah.
Also, Ryan and Dan got her a very perfect onesie.
I'll say that
she was in yesterday hey, and today.
Ryan, oh yeah. Ryan bought Dan approved. I would say. Okay. I would give Ryan most of the credit.
And
it's
I would
like
give
when my
Dan
mom,
the credit.
I get birthday cards from my mom signed from the whole family, and
I
it's
love
like,
that.
Well, I know when you give it to my brother, what's yes. happening. So it's still happening this yeah. way too. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. the intent was
great. And I know your handwriting, mom.
Yeah.
And I know
it's all you. Yeah.
Well, on the onesie, on the front it says, "Guess what?" On the back, there's a picture of a chicken on her butt.
Yeah.
Guess what? Chicken butt.
Cute as hell. And I'll show you guys a picture after this.
Classic. Never not funny. Never not fashionable.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. And does it fit her? Has she grown out of it yet?
No. It like still fits her.
I saw her in it this morning. I went on a little walk with her.
You did?
Yeah, me and Tim.
That's cute.
Very the lead. I had no idea.
I love that.
First time I had been home alone without the baby.
I'm jealous.
In almost seven months.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is truly terrifying.
That's too long.
What'd you do?
I put away all her
Tim
clothes.
Texted Tim like 400 times.
Can you imagine? Are you walking safe on the sidewalk?
Guys, I'm watching you with binoculars.
Oh my God, I didn't text once. I don't give a fuck. No, I just put away all her laundry.
I think that's like, something I like about you is you have like a bad boy streak, but you're not a bad boy. So it's really funny.
Thank you for seeing me.
Fuck. That's like you're like a sweet lady, but also you don't give a fuck.
Thank you. That's how I want to present to the world.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean?
And rock and roll,
rock
dude.
And roll,
rock
baby.
And roll, rock stars.
Okay, but wait, Dan, you had something to say before I finished my story.
I did, and I knew it wasn't that important. And it left my brain.
Yeah.
It's off your brain.
It's off in the world. Well, well, well.
Should we call it?
Let's call it 10
hey,
minutes.
Guys, this is a great episode.
That's a happy 10 minutes.
Victoria, how are you?
Pretty good.
You're home from France.
I'm home from France.
We already did one with you back from
we
France.
We did.
Yes.
Maybe I should tell the listeners that we're all drinking frozen tequila drinks.
That's right.
Yeah, you brought us some tequila drinks.
A true happy hour for the first time in a while.
In a while.
Yes. Yeah.
So we haven't really been sipping the Bev.
Yeah.
No.
It's we've been sipping coffee.
That's right.
We're coffees. Always sipping coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can you guys tell us about your baseball adventurer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ryan and I went to a baseball game together.
Victoria
it was very good.
Us.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah. She got us great seats right behind the plate. Ooh. Pretty high up.
Pretty high up.
But really directionally perfect.
It was pretty directionally
perfect. Fantastic scenes. Had a blast. I got there a little later than Victoria, but she's fine by herself. I don't know if you guys know this. She's fine in a stadium alone.
Did she tell you that 100 times?
No, I could just tell.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel that from her. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wouldn't be worried.
I think I would go to a baseball game myself, but actually it was very perfect getting there early because for the listeners, I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan and they have two, perhaps three of like their longtime best players retiring. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go see them more than once while they were here.
Yeah.
And Ryan was kind enough to agree to go with me. And it was nice to get there early, be there by myself, but know that a friend was coming.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was really nice.
Lovely. Yeah. And you got to see Albert Pujols, one of those three guys, hit his 700th home run. Not at the game we were at,
two nights before.
Yeah, the game we were at was a dud. It was a bummer.
It was a bit of a dud.
It was great.
It was fun. It was nice to, it was a good game to sit and talk during.
Yeah.
The Friday night, he hit his 699th and 700th home run. And
He
hit two.
I didn't even know that.
He hit one in the third inning. And the stadium went crazy. And I said to Devin, I was like, and it's only the third inning. And his next at bat.
No.
Wow. And everyone was getting out their phones because they're like, is history about to be made? And someone, I thought this was very funny. Someone was like, put your phones away. It's not going to happen. Put your phones away. But Devin had his phone out.
Yeah, that
so
was,
he has it on tape and he has me screaming like a baby. And you can hear the crowd as soon as the ball clears and it's a home run. Like the crack of the bat happens. The ball travels. Everyone's excited. And then it makes it. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I think that's the best part about sports is that people in the stands, audience, whatever you want to call it, act like little babies.
Oh.
They, where else are you allowed to go like,
yes.
And it's normal. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like encouraged. I think it's a magical thing.
It is a magical thing. You're right.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I jumped up and down, like, you know, throwing my arms in the air.
Oh, hell that's so
fun.
Sweet.
It was so
what a
fun.
Gift. Like exactly what you hoped would happen. Your favorite player from your favorite team got his record in the city you live in,
can
which is not where he's supposed to do
it. Can you fucking believe it?
No, fantastic.
Question.
Yeah.
Did they win the game?
They did. It was a rout.
What does that mean?
I mean, it was a big win. They actually shut out the Dodgers in that game.
Yikes.
Not the game
Dodgers.
We were at.
Not the game we were at,
our boys in blue took care of business. They said, none of this two home run bullshit. We didn't care. We're not Dodger fans. But we sat in the shade the whole day.
We were in the shade. What a win.
Oh, that's a
just gorgeous. We got Victoria a vegan hot dog.
Got me a vegan.
Vegan.
I would assume it's vegan.
Yeah. There might be eggs in the bun.
It was, could be eggs. It was butter in the bun, right?
An egg bun?
It was an egg bun.
Yeah.
I said, can I have one of your egg buns, please? And they rolled their eyes because it's more work.
Yeah. But it was a lovely day.
It was a good day.
And then we took the world's longest walk.
We did.
We walked all the way from Dodger Stadium. Back through Echo Park into Silver Lake, stopped, had a couple margaritas.
That's right.
At which place?
El Condor.
El Condor.
Love El Condor.
They short
for the
good.
Condor. And it's not short for, it's Spanish for.
Okay, cool.
I guess it is one letter shorter. and then we walked the rest of the way back to Victoria's house and I took a lift home. It was
Can
great.
You believe
But it's far. I was amazed that we walked from Dodger Stadium, which is the thing that I think of as like, in a totally different part of the city, not even town, the city.
Mm-hmm. It's a city.
And then we walked through like what I thought of as like two different sort of city parts of town.
It's true.
Really blew my mind how close it was.
It's close. And also after a game like that, was it nighttime?
No, it was daytime. Daytime game. So we had a couple afternoon margaritas. Wow. It was the perfect Sunday,
It was such a good Sunday.
Lovely Sunday.
I will say by 8:45, I was like, I have to go to bed.
I was tuckered out.
I am hungover already, and I have to go to bed.
Yep.
I'm going to eat a bowl of soup and go to sleep.
Victoria loves soup.
Wow, big soup after a day in the sun.
What's your late soup option?
This was a late lentil soup. I'll have any sort of vegetable soup.
Lentil is hearty enough that it's almost not embarrassing.
What kind of soup were you going to call her out on?
A giant bowl of chicken noodle.
Honestly, that feels just as hearty to me because it's got the protein.
I think creamier is more embarrassing.
Yeah. Me too. I was more embarrassing.
Creamier at the end of a long summer day.
Creamier feels more like
if she had been like, I had a hot corn chowder.
Okay, but I will say Trader Joe's Poblano corn chowder is good.
Corn chowder is good because it's just candy.
I love corn chowder.
Oh, I don't know
that
I've ever had corn chowder.
Paul Bardo corn chowder?
Poblano.
Oh.
Poblano.
Poblano.
Paul Bardo.
I don't think corn is Paul Blarto.
I got so mad when I found out that corn was not healthy. Because it was the only vegetable that I was like, pile on the corn.
It's
you know, like,
not.
You know that's full sugar and your body doesn't digest it, right? It's like, well, so you mean it takes in the sugar or no? Yes.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, it's a bummer about corn, huh?
And we grow so much of it.
Don't tell that kid.
And it's in
everything. Oh my gosh, I just learned about that kid.
Really?
Look, he's so cute. It's corn kid. Yeah. Talia definitely won't know. I never have to feel bad about anything because Talia for sure won't know it.
Right.
Not on social media.
It's corn.
Yeah.
What's corn?
But he says, it's corn. He's giving you a tooth.
Yeah, he's a cute little kid who's obsessed with corn. And then somebody did like a remix thing. It was like a TikTok. And then somebody remixed it and made a song that went completely viral.
It's so endemic in the culture. Me explaining it to you now would be as boring for the audience as me explaining Friends.
Like, I love Friends.
But everyone would be like, well, we all know Friends.
Okay, got it.
Wow.
You missed so much.
How would I explain Friends?
Is it kind of like Charlie Bitman?
Six friends live together in New York or near each other, and it's just their day-to-day lives.
It's like living single, but
will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Honestly, can't wait.
I'm going to try a scene. We're not that dark, right? The screen just is.
The screen is.
Okay.
How do I look?
Really good.
Fantastic. Everybody looks really nice in this light, I will say.
Yeah, beautiful lighting. Magic hour.
You guys can put your phones away. They're not going to play Scarborough Fair.
No, dude. I got to have it out just in case.
They're not going to play Scarborough Fair,
man. I don't know.
If you put your phones away, enjoy the concert. This is the problem.
Honestly, I don't know who's playing, but my boyfriend sent me to record in case they play Scarborough Fair.
He sent you for that whole reason?
Yeah, just in case. Right, so I'm not going to put my phone away.
I mean, it's like free love and free, you know, a loving day, you know?
Oh, yeah? You want to kiss?
Not like that.
Okay, well then.
But it's just, you know, like this is a Simon and Garfunkel reunion.
Are you saying you want to kiss? Okay.
Who thinks I want to kiss?
You just keep talking about it. I thought so. Yeah, I thought so.
You're misunderstanding me.
I can't kiss you, man. I have a boyfriend.
I don't want to kiss any of you. I want to enjoy Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Why are you filming me? I'm not going to say anything offensive or like
play the graduate song.
Well, the concert's just not that interesting right now, but I got to have some
good video.
It's
incredibly interesting. Their harmonies at this age, them still harmoning like this is incredible.
Yeah.
Are you going
to San Francisco? I know that one. I don't know who's
playing. They did a misdirect.
Listen,
I told you they're not doing Scarborough Fair.
Why do you have such a big problem with us having our cameras out,
man?
We just
want to
capture the moment.
It's just fucked up, man. Nobody just enjoys life anymore. Are you going to watch that later? Are you ever going to watch that again?
But it was my parents' favorite song. They played it at their wedding. I just want to have a video of me experiencing it for them.
Is that the song that you were just singing?
No. It's not what you sang. It was what I said.
Okay.
I see what's going on.
God, you guys, people are fucking snooty at Paul Simon.
No. I mean, I loved what you did. I loved what you did.
You don't have to say at Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh,
she's recording for the video. It's the audio track.
All right. Can we just, I'm missing almost all of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is my favorite song.
Like a bridge
over smelly
waters. Like a bridge.
Did one
near
of them say
the dump.
Okay. I'll admit. I guess
you gotta film this.
It's good we got that on camera. I'll admit it's good we got that on camera.
What's your problem?
I don't think anyone would have believed.
What, smelly water?
They said bridge over smelly water.
My uncle said smelly.
But then he said right by the dump.
That's crazy. Honestly, I don't even know this guy.
Paul Simon's looking at him really upset, so I think he's going off script here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
this is wild.
Where's your boyfriend, can I ask?
I'm sorry?
Where is your boyfriend?
He's working.
Oh, what does he do?
He is a janitor.
Hey, man, will you shut up? I'm trying to film the concert, dude. You're putting all this audio track on my track.
I will say, we didn't come together and you ate half my cheese. So I do think that, you know, I deserve a little plus.
What? Slices
it's
are
a shared
share.
Plate.
We're in a box, man. We're all going to have to be
this
eating
is classy, dude. Be classy.
We're in a box.
I'm trying to. I just don't like this vibe here when it's like no one was filming in the 60s. You were just appreciating it. Things are so different now.
Have you ever seen The Graduate? They certainly were filming in the 60s.
Yeah, they had movies and filmed things, but not a bunch of audience
you
members.
Know what?
Ooh, popcorn! Popcorn. I'll have a popcorn.
I'll take a popcorn.
Popcorn.
I guess if we're getting popcorn, I'd have a popcorn. You got any peanuts?
Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a peanut. Don't film me.
I just told my boyfriend
I don't
know
consent
who I'm next
to this. I don't consent to being filmed this way.
Okay.
Are you my just boyfriend. Jealous because your phone is broken?
Oh my gosh. Oh, is that what it is? Oh.
I saw you drop your phone earlier. Did it break?
No, it just broke.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure if I put it in some rice, it'll be fine.
Did you just drop it on the ground?
Fall into the toilet?
I don't think rice saves it from a hard drop because you were on the fifth deck. And it fell pretty far.
It's can unrelated. I
honestly, my boyfriend, he's a janitor, but he's very smart. He works at Harvard.
Cool.
Yeah, if you video it, maybe he could fix it. I mean, if I video it for you.
Oh, they're about to start doing the African stuff. I love the African stuff. Oh, in 2022, I love when these millionaires do the African stuff.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now?
Why am I so soft in the middle?
Why is it so close to the dump? What did they say? Stinky, stinky middle.
Now Arfunkel's mad because they're just doing Paul Simon songs. And so I think he's probably just chiming in angrily.
He's smashing his guitar or something.
Oh my God, Garfunkel's jealous he doesn't have a single solo song.
I can text you this if you want this video. Like, do you want to give me your information if you want this video? Because I feel like you're probably upset that you're missing what's happening
it's
right now.
It's not that at all. It's that a lot of very cool and usual
Dropbox?
Stuff.
He doesn't have
is
Dropbox.
Your Dropbox full?
Everyone with a Gmail account has Dropbox.
Really?
Not really, because it actually costs $12 a month. So, like, you
for
have to really want to use
plan,
it.
How am I in this argument with you all? Look, I just want to enjoy Simon and Garfunkel right now. Simon, while Garfunkel interrupts him about dumps.
Well, he's got his hair stuck in the speaker. I don't know how that. I think the speaker was vibrating and it clamped on his hair.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, God.
Well, you want to film.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
Funny.
Art,
this is
art. Like, move to the left. Art.
Can't move. He's stuck.
Art. Move
oh, my
your
God.
Hair to the left.
Oh.
I think he's just singing out.
He's got diamonds on the soles of his shoes.
Wait, Paul Simon is powering through.
Hey, I'm going to go get a bunch of beers. Do you guys want a beer?
Can you give me a cotton candy?
I'll get you a cotton candy. You want a beer?
Yeah, I'd love a beer.
Tall beer?
Salty fries.
Salty
I don't.
Beer? Sorry, she said salty fries. We had salty fries at the Dodgers game.
We did.
That
oh
was
my
sort
God,
of a callback.
Salty fries.
I know.
Because,
Tally would love
can
it.
I tell the whole story?
Please do.
Huge story. I asked Victoria, do you like garlic fries or regular fries? She said, salty regulars. Story's over.
I like salty regulars. Kind of as a through line in my life. You know what I mean?
Salty,
oh my God,
regulars.
Salty regulars.
Yeah, I don't want to meet these new people at the bar.
Salty regulars
salty
and big
regulars.
Naturals. You know what I mean? I know exactly.
You want a Norm.
Yeah. I mean, he's got
Norm.
Norm is a salty regular with big natural tits. Hey, Norm, how's it hanging? Two of them. You know how you always had those quips?
Listened to, not to talk about another podcast while we're doing a podcast.
Oh my God.
But I listened to James Burrows on, Smartless.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about Cheers. Do we know what I'm talking about?
Who's yeah, James everybody's Burrows?
You and I do a podcast on Frasier.
Yeah,
the spinoff.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the director, and he's like one of the creators of Cheers, and he's directed like every multicam in the world.
Right, right.
He's like the father of multicam. And so they have him on. He like just wrote a book and he talks all about it. And so he was talking about Cheers and Norm and how that was like, they started out with like, oh, hey, Norm. And then he would like have a quip and he was like, that just killed us. Like every time we had to have this like big Normism he walked in.
Right.
But I don't think they ever used that boob one.
I don't think they used him having big tits.
Brian, that was so good.
What?
Your whole Norm thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
I just really loved it.
Thank you. It's
oh
important. So we'll get to listen to it again.
It's great. Give us to do it over and
That'd
over
be really
again.
Nice. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, man, if I could just get that job where you're a funny actor that everyone in the world loves and you just sit on a chair and drink beer and say one good line an episode.
Yeah.
Like, I'm perfect for that. I don't like to work. I'm very funny, but rarely.
What?
Because I don't want to do, I don't want to talk that much.
The downside to that job, maybe you'd like it, but the downside to that job is how often you have to be there while other people are working so you can be in the background of a scene. Like they used to all say that about The Office. They're like, the cast is so cool. They all just sit there on their computers even though they're not in the scenes just to make the world feel real. And I'd be like, no fucking way, dude.
Not because they like to.
Yeah.
I think I'm too afraid not to be a part of things that I'm down. I'll hang all day.
Yeah, I feel that way as
I'll be here all day.
Yeah,
I feel like
the
day would go faster because you're like actually working rather than like sitting and waiting.
Waiting, yeah.
You know? But it's so little work.
It's very little work.
Just don't mess anything up and kind of sit there.
But you know, the real good actors are the ones that have a full reality happening around.
That's right.
Oh my God.
That's right. Who do you think is the best actor in the group? Everybody leave a comment.
Oh my God.
Best actor out of
Cheers or Us Four?
Us Four, Us Four.
The Office.
Everybody leave a comment.
And The Office.
Everybody leave a comment.
Please leave a comment.
I'm just kidding. Unless it's all four of us, please don't leave a comment.
If it's all four of us tied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is this news we can share that you have a big role coming up? No.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we don't have to share what it is, but we're just excited that you're going to go do some work.
What if it gets cut?
That's fine.
Yeah, never. That's
true. But I mean, you still got cast.
I did get cast.
You got cast, which is an incredible feeling for an actor.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I think we all can't wait to see it.
We all can't wait to. Thank you. Can we see it together?
I'd love to.
Fun as hell.
That's all you let us.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're in.
Yeah,
oh,
we're in.
My
Duh,
God.
Can I come?
Yes.
I just know you guys are kind of like hanging out a lot. Without
just wanted it's to not sure. by our choice. We would love to have you there, of course.
So
it is a good energy when it's just three. Not that it's you, but four is just hard.
What?
I don't know
what that's what you're going to double down on right now?
And it's like, there's
honestly,
no way to hide.
Most people say three is too hard.
I don't know.
Because two are always closer and one feels left out.
Something about just this three works perfectly.
No. I think the four is better, especially
Ooh,
with that teeth look.
Thing.
Yeah, chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
So when I smile, I have a lot of gum, as I'm sure you all know.
In general?
Big smile. Yeah, big smile. A lot of gum.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can already see it on Lulu.
Her
she
gums?
Smiles and it's just all gum.
Does she have teeth yet?
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's what's going on.
No, she's two bottom teeth, but you can tell that even when her teeth come in,
right.
the lip's still going to go up above.
Yeah.
I see.
I've never observed that about you. As
do you
like,
think about that?
Oh, everybody knows that about me.
Tall, yeah.
It's just all gone.
I know.
And you don't like
I mean, it's fine, but it's not
but
like
you're
a,
very pretty. There's
yes,
not like
so
a...
All people know about you is that you're a beauty queen. I know you're not pushing for it, but I don't think anybody computes that for you because they're just, when you smile, they're just like, wow, she's very pretty.
But I fully relate because all I can see in myself is the problems, the mistakes, the whatever. I can't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not that that's what you're doing, but.
But I just thought it was funny because you're like, you don't realize what you're going to pass on to your kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Gums. She got your gums.
She got my gum smile. Like sometimes Tim will be like, uh-oh, too excited smile. It'll just be all gone.
To you?
So, yeah. So then
what
I have to do like
jerk.
A
jerk.
No, not him. It's like a collective, like my family,
He's
my parents.
He's doing that
like
on your behalf.
Because
you
I because then I'll look at it and be like, holy shit, that's a lot of gum.
I see.
Then it's just like a gentle smile.
A gentle smile, yeah.
I find when I, what do you think is weird about your own smile? Do you guys have a thing?
Mine that I've been told a lot.
Oh my God.
Is that I have a fake tooth here and it's like pretty prominent.
Can I see? I've never noticed it.
This one
here
is fake.
What was the fake for?
It got knocked out in high school by somebody on an accidental
fist fight.
Punch to the face.
Fight.
An accidental revenge punch.
Revenge punch. He it's kind of hard to explain, but the chairs in our high school had plastic backs that you could pull out and put back on.
No.
Hard to explain.
That is.
But you know, they were like whatever, two feet by 2 feet. And I had made a we were friends and I had made a playful joke at his expense and he toss the thing like towards me, not like angrily, but just like, oh, fuck you. And it just happened to make direct contact with my tooth.
Yes. Blood everywhere?
No blood, no.
Cool, cool.
Did the whole tooth go or just part of the tooth?
Part of the tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just part is maybe better. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. So then what happens?
You don't have to have a root canal if it's that. Right. So that's good.
I had a similar thing with a friend, but with a pool ball. We were at my house. My dad had a pool table. And we were at opposite ends of the long way and taking the pool balls. You okay?
Spicy.
It's spicy. Spicy. Oh, you got
cayenne paloma. The cayenne pool's at the bottom.
Can I tell you?
I
want you to finish what you're saying, but I do need to draw attention to, I can't believe how much Talia has had of her drink.
I promise I'm calming down now so I can drive you home. I promise you.
I swear she's blacked out. She's got to be.
You're saying the way she's acting compared to how little she's drunk or that she's had a lot?
I'm saying she's had a lot.
Are these doubles?
No, but I don't.
She knows I don't drink.
I see.
She knows.
Because I'm feeling it too, even though it's just one.
No, me too. I'm definitely feeling it.
I'm the only one finished with mine. And you guys all have at least a third
or
whatever.
I like that about a spicy drink. Like Ballast Point has a like a hot IPA, like a jalapeno or something like
spicy,
that.
But not.
And Professionally?
Oh, we're drunk. We're all drunk. We're all drunk. All of us.
Is this the Sculpin IPA?
The Sculpin, yeah. They have a habanero jalapeno. Ooh, some sort of hot Sculpin.
I think it's habanero, yeah.
But I like that because you can't drink it as fast.
That is
and
good.
I'm an anxious drinker, like when whatever it is, water, soda, alcohol. And so it's nice to have something that slows you down.
Right.
What were you saying?
My friend and I were throwing pool balls across the table at each other. I don't really know what the even end goal was,
but
we're just, sort of a thing you do and you're bouncing them off the cushion the long way or whatever. I think we're trying to throw them and like have them hit in the middle.
See
what happens, or something.
Okay.
Feeling.
But I threw mine really hard and it went all the way down not the short way, but the long way of the table. And it wasn't in the air. It was just on the cushion or whatever. Okay. It bounced off the cushion
then
back in the air. And hit my own mouth in the face.
Came all the way back to you.
Wow. Yes.
You have a Titan arm. That is so strong.
That's insane.
And what happened to your face?
I lost this tooth.
No.
Oh. Wow. Funky butt loving.
The right one, the right
funky
front.
Same
yours right front,
oh my
too?
God.
Same as
you guys
front.
Have never talked about it?
Wow. I feel like it must have.
I don't know. It's surprising.
But if you look close,
yours fits better than
mine. Mine looked just like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber, how he has the chipped tooth.
Yeah. Wait,
like it was about
that's
half
how it
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Because it doesn't look like that now.
It's a little discolored if you see it in the light of the day.
In that it would be lighter than the other teeth, or what do you mean?
It's like dark, more yellow, unfortunately.
Interesting.
Because whatever they put back on there to like fake that it's a tooth, like plaster or whatever, got a little discolored.
Oh,
but then I went to the dentist and she shaved off a little
layer?
The top of it, and it was like, yay, pretty white again.
Great.
So we're in a
you
pretty good
nice
space.
You have nice teeth. I would say both have so nice teeth.
I would never have known.
Thank you.
But
I got to see this dentist because I've maybe told this debacle on mic before, but I went to get mine fixed. I was like, hey, can I get a replacement? And she was like, well, I can do that. But the real issue here is that your other teeth are moving. And so it's making it look like this one's out of place. But really what you're going to need is like Invisalign, move your teeth back, whatever.
Was this the dentist that did it?
No.
Okay.
New dentist, LA dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent like probably $3,000 there and still hadn't gotten the tooth fixed until I was like, okay, we're fucking done. This is humiliating what you've tricked me into.
Oh my God.
Because then they do this thing where they take really high res photos of you, up close of your mouth.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Like, looks pretty crazy, doesn't it?
Paying for the diagnosis. Paying for the treatment.
So you do want to like fix it. But that she, because I had cavities when I was younger and my fillings were all metal or whatever.
Oh, I have one.
And so she
really
was like, first let me fix those fillings and do whatever they do now.
They put them white or whatever.
But then insurance was like, we don't cover that because that's a cosmetic fix.
Yeah.
Even though that other stuff
is
like mercury.
This is an LA dentist for sure.
Yeah. Just
this
like
is dark. This is dark.
Upsold shit. Up the yin yang.
Because you want to look perfect, right?
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah, I guess so.
My hometown dentist is like, you don't care what the back of your teeth look
no,
like.
No, totally.
Right? Of course not.
That's the thing I'm self-conscious about my smile is I have an aluminum cap back here. And if I laugh too big or something, you can see it.
It's great.
Never seen it.
But this to me sounded like this therapist was about to be like, well, I could do that. But the real problem is You got mom issues. And until you talk to me about that for...
And I did, yeah. I spent about $40,000 there.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
No, it's not true. But the so I probably spent like anywhere in $1,000 to $3,000 over like the span of a year. Still didn't have this fixed. And was like, okay, what's next? And she's like, well, the Invisalign and then this and that. And it was like $13,000 more. Oh, and I was like, God. What are you...
What are you doing?
What are you, you...
Can you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's what I said.
You hit her with the Jackie
that's
Chan?
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, well, you should be having a little brush hour in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought it was something she really said.
Hello, Paloma City.
Yeah.
Hello, City.
How are you?
Simon and Garfunkel? You don't know Bare Naked Ladies song?
No.
I love Bare Naked Ladies. Like, I know one song.
Yeah. I loved them when I was 12 and got their CD for Christmas.
One thing, Deezer looked at me. Is that the one?
Yeah.
It's been 1 week since. Yeah.
Is that the song you were singing?
No,
1 week?
I was doing Hello City.
Hello City.
Hello City.
I wish I knew it. I wish I knew it.
Well, looking here at your tonsils, we can definitely remove those. And if you have the issue with chronic tonsillitis, then we'll want to schedule a surgery to get those out for sure.
Uh-huh.
While I have you here, I might just want to bring in one more doctor, if you're okay with that. Another ENT, just to take a look at... I'm just seeing some problematic stuff with... Oh, don't worry, but just some problematic stuff with your nose. And your snoring and stuff, and so...
Can you take this stuff out of my mouth?
I'm sorry?
Can you take this stuff out of my mouth?
Can I take this stuff out of your mouth? Uh-huh. Oh, and yes, just real quick, do you mind bringing another doctor in? Obviously, it's going to be covered by insurance, hopefully.
Well, just her coming in is a...
I do see pretty immediately. I do see pretty immediately what we need to do here.
Can you try to shut out of my mouth?
Hi, I'm Doc Martin.
What?
Yeah.
My shoes?
Hmm?
My
Don't
shoes?
Don't speak. Honestly, okay. I see a lot of fixes. Do you have trouble breathing?
Oh, right now I do.
Did you get punched?
Yeah.
Punch? Did you get a revenge punch at some point?
No.
I'm just seeing a little bit of flatness.
Where?
You know, I just think that if
in
we
my
went
teeth?
In. Hmm?
What?
In your nose.
Ooh,
in your nose. The thing is.
Am I at the dentist?
No, you're at the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
And
here
I'm,
for your tonsils.
I'm Doc Martin, the nose part.
This is Doc Martin. This is nose.
Can you take this
I'm
camera
throat.
It's oh, hard to talk about this camera.
Yeah, we can take the camera out. Yeah, go ahead. And we'll just. There you go.
Okay. Sorry, I was so confused.
Well, let me just get some gauze in there before you talk real quick, just to make sure we're sucking up
everything. Hello, it's me, the ear doctor. I hope you can hear me because that's what I test for. Yeah.
Oh,
good. So
you.
She's doing good.
She
You're
liked
doing
you. They
good.
Always hate
okay.
the nose, you know?
Yeah, so you got a fucked up nose, bad teeth, and your ears are pretty deep.
Uh-oh. Is that something I should be worried about?
Well, I don't know. Does it bother you? Do you feel like you hear everything?
No, not everything. Definitely when I watch Love Island, I have to turn on the subtitles.
Okay.
Everybody has to turn on the subtitles when they watch Love Island.
Yeah.
So maybe my ears are fine.
Why don't we have a little party
over here
in the
corner? That might be a tonsil issue. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, your doctors will team up for a second and then decide what the overall look is going to be.
Okay, really quick. So I'm going to take this gauze out.
Okay, well, oh. Just union-wise, we have to take the gauze out. Otherwise,
yeah, could you put that back in?
Well, now that it's out, it's just going to be an insurance issue. You'll have to pay for the gauze now.
I have to pay for taking it out?
I'm sorry about that. It's such a fucked up system, and I wish we could change it, but that's where we are.
Okay,
Oh, did she already take the gauze out? Because that was my job. I was just in the next door.
Yeah.
Taking gauze out next door.
Sorry, so we're going to
have
to pay
you. But it was just in my mouth. I mean, I have pinchers.
That's an IATSE job, ma'am.
Yeah.
You can't take the gauze out of your own mouth.
IATSE job.
Yes. A union
okay,
gig.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I just want to get a little bit of a handle. I came into you to see you because I feel like I have been getting sick more often. And now there are three people here telling me how, I guess, essentially like fucked up my face is. I just want to get a handle on what's going on.
You don't have to do anything we're suggesting.
No.
This is just
I was getting overwhelmed.
Giving you our professional opinion, obviously.
Okay.
But you said you're not sleeping well. You say you're having trouble hearing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And
a lot of people that we have seen together have had a lot of big positive career changes after they've seen us.
Yeah.
Maybe you've heard of Ricky Gervais, that pug face
song.
Positive
career changes?
Yeah, just a lot more gigs, a lot more jobs, a lot more opportunity in a vague way.
You're an actor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is there anything, what would I have seen you in?
I did a non-union commercial for cat food the other day. Like in 2014.
Oh, cool. You didn't even have to say non-union to me. I wouldn't have known the difference.
Well, you guys seem big on unions here.
Oh, well, that's true.
That is true.
Well, hey, if that 8 years ago you did an underpaid commercial for I don't know, Purina or something like that?
No, it's kind of like a knockoff brand. It was Jurina.
Jurina.
Yeah. Jurina?
Jurina. Cat food.
They did not try
cat and bird food. You can feed it to your cat or your bird.
I guess Purina doesn't mean anything either. So
yeah,
that's true. That's okay. I like you.
Hey, all right. You know, I gotta maybe do some comedy.
Oh boy.
Listen, I have to be honest with you guys. I don't have a lot of money. Like I obviously want to have career changes. That's not why I came to you guys, but now it feels like why I should have come to you guys. But I don't have a lot of money to just pour into my, you know, ear, nose, and throat.
Oh, I totally understand that. Can I just do a quick little sidebar with you?
Oh, sure.
Sidebar, not away from them. I just mean a new topic.
Oh, okay. Then you I don't understand pour, what you mean.
Pour into you.
Yeah.
I'd actually pour some out of your cheekwise. And I do, you know, I also do plastic surgery. And so if you'd like to just kind of remove a little there, that could help with some of your sleeping issues. Are you a side sleeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got too much cushion on your cheek, so it's hurting your neck.
And it's blocking your windpipes.
Can I do a physical experiment with you?
Okay. I am going to be honest with you guys. I'm feeling very overwhelmed.
Well, here's what we're going to do, and we've been doing this improperly, is we will tag out like a wrestling match every time someone else comes in.
Yeah.
So
that would be so helpful if you guys could tag out like a wrestling match.
And I'm in. Okay. Now I'm just going to stay
and
right
I'm still in the ring
you.
For a little bit because they never go out right away.
Any last little bits you want to get in, you have a couple seconds. But I'm going to stand behind you and I'm simply going to put my fingers dry in your ear holes.
When I do this.
What? Okay. Sorry.
You're going to stick your dry finger. You're not going to look. You're not going to use that instrument to look in my ear.
Well, first we have to do the hearing test.
It's called digital hearing test.
It's a digital hearing test.
Okay.
I put my fingers in your ears. Ready?
No. First explain it. No, I'm not ready.
Tell me if you hear the beep when my fingers are in your ears.
You don't have a machine to beep at me.
I do the beep. I do the beep and I do the finger
hole. Honestly, if you weren't so funny, I would say no. Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay, here we go. Fingers and ears.
Beep. Yeah, I heard it.
Beep.
I hear it.
Beep.
I can still hear it.
Beep.
I wasn't sure if that was a beep or a squeak.
Okay, you need big surgery.
Big surgery? I heard three out of the four things.
Let me do one
said.
More test. Would you like it? Look in that mirror.
Okay.
Would you like it if your ears stuck out like this?
No.
Okay, because that's how the rest of us are currently seeing you.
What?
That is how when you go to casting agents, that's how they see you.
You guys seem so knowledgeable in the acting world as three doctors in Arizona. I'm just trying to get a feel for why you guys are so curious or knowledgeable in that acting world.
We listen to a lot of podcasts. We follow a lot of acting TikToks and Instagrams.
LA's gotten really crowded. You wouldn't believe how many people have come over to Arizona for acting.
Absolutely. Ever heard of Audrey Helps Actors?
Audrey, no.
It's not Audrey Hepburn, which was how I got hooked. First.
Dedicated to her, though.
Yeah, in a
she
way.
She is.
Audrey
well,
helps
explain
actors.
It. Explain
well,
it. Audrey should
helps
I?
She helps out. Yeah, absolutely, you should know. I mean, honestly, I'm not to be rude, but I'm not surprised that you haven't heard. In fact, let me tag you up. Tag! Oh, a clothesline something.
I don't know what that means. I'm an actor.
Audrey helps actors. She helps actors. Okay.
Okay. So should I go to her? Is that your diagnosis of my nose?
Oh, no, honey. I haven't got it starting on your nose.
Okay.
Can you blow into this tissue, please? I'm so sorry. That was insufficient. Could you do it one more time, please? Are you a comedic actor? Because of Taylor, you should be.
No, I'm that's drama.
You blowing.
Honestly, I'm classical Greek drama only. Okay. I exclusively do Antigone and Oedipus.
Okay, well, interesting.
Oh, I wonder why you're not booking any fucking Hollywood movies.
Whoa, doctor.
Snooze.
Whoa.
They don't make them. They don't make them.
Hunk chill.
Sorry, I wasn't even tagged in.
I'm tagging you in because our doctor here has a great screenplay that I know he's been looking to get eyes on.
Oh, my God.
Why would he want my eyes on it?
Because you're a fantastic actor, just a few surgeries away.
You're not at optometry.
You are a few surgeries away from being a fantastic actor.
Okay. I haven't gotten this kind of confidence boost.
We're shooting this soon, so there's two roles for you, depending on how fast we do the surgery.
Oh, my God. There's already...
Depending on how fast we do the surgery. There's two options.
Okay.
You're pretty fast.
Because it's kind of like... Elephant Man meets
Dumbo.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, I would say.
Okay.
And so there's kind of the, obviously...
Audrey
Helps actor's character. Yeah. or there's more of the Eric Stoltz Elephant Man character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, we'd have to do some heavy makeup and stuff for the Audrey Hepburn character.
And for the Elephant Man.
Well, we would save a lot of money if you played that character.
Ear wise, nose wise, throat wise.
I mean, yeah. I don't like to lead with this, obviously, but I did win nice face in high school.
Oh my God, you're beautiful. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but you guys are comparing me to the Elephant Man. You said it would be easier for me to just play
you're
the
totally
Elephant Man.
Misunderstanding what
other
I'm saying.
Than your teeth, nose, and ears, you are gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Teeth, nose, and ears. Okay. So, but he just said my cheeks were weighing me down.
No, I said they were weighing you up on your pillow and it's causing breathing and neck problems. We do need to get those ears fixed.
Yeah.
Okay,
we should probably get a throat doctor in here too.
Can I tell you, I am the most desperate, thirsty actor you'll ever meet.
No.
It's true. It's true, doctor. I want this part. I'll play the Elephant Man. I'll play Audrey. I'll play a fucking sign on the street. Okay. Right. But I don't have any money.
That's interesting.
That saves us.
Because you were going to cut the sandwich board thing.
It saves us a lot of shoot time. And yeah, we were going to cut a pretty pivotal scene.
But listen, I don't have any money for these surgeries, but I want them. I want them all. I want the nose. I want the teeth. I want the ears.
Well, luckily, you're with three very rich doctors who are also film producers of our friend's screenplay.
What?
And we are interested in doing this surgery pro bono as part of the budget.
Am I being pranked? Is this the best day of my life?
Damn, she's on to us. Welcome to Ear, Nose, and Throat Dr. Pranks.
Ashton, come on. Ashton, come out. Ashton and Timberlake are both here.
It's all what people have been clamoring for. It's pranks at the doctor's office. Ear, Nose, and Throat specifically.
Hey, I'm Bill Hader.
Oh, God, I knew you were fucking funny.
Hey, I'm Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know you.
Lateral for me, big step down for you.
The Conjuring wasn't bringing in the monies anymore, so
right.
I had to do something.
I hear that.
Well, we got
the old Carrie Coon.
Ashton is, I think he's coming around the corner. It's a long hallway.
That's a note we had that we didn't fix. That's a really long hallway, and we don't know what to do with this long.
But we did get you.
Right,
we did get you.
You got me. So do I win something? Do I get a part?
Wait
of the
for
movie?
Ashton. It's a really long hallway, but we'll let you know.
So what wait is it? Will be on a TV just show? Will I get a credit?
For this to edit well together, we just have to quietly wait for Ashton.
We really have to just sip.
And then the bearded producer is going to come in a second. Too,
I'm sorry. Can I have a tissue?
I'm sorry.
Can I have a tissue?
No. They're for cast only.
We just have
to wait for Ashton. I just can't say it again. We have to wait for Ashton.
He got so mad last time. He got so mad last time, and we all got hit.
We all got hit.
What?
Yeah.
You guys,
shut up!
If he comes in here, we're talking about him hitting us. He's going to be really mad.
It's a...
What, ear, nose, and throat.
I have to go to work in 5 minutes.
It's not going
to
happen!
See. Listen, we pranked you and you have to stay and deal with it now. Your day is over. I love telling them hey, call whoever you need to call. Your day is done.
It's just, you're on a TV show today.
You planned a busy day today? We told your prankster to clear your day.
Clear your schedule. Can I get the Scandinavian swimmers, please?
Yes. We're having snacks today, folks. We have some chips. We have some Scandinavian swimmers, which are much like Swedish fish. Some people say better. I think that they are a little worse, but I like them. I still like them.
I've been saying better for about a week.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. We disagree on food.
That's fine.
And yeah, this is, I think we're kind of astral projecting a conversation in the future when you listen to our episode with Nick and Giovanni, I believe we'll talk about
this. So you do have other people all the time.
On the show?
Pretty regularly.
Yeah. Pretty regularly.
It's really fun.
Yeah. I have one of those too.
Yeah. I know you're joking. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm joking. I'd hang out with you anytime, Talia. Yay!
Anytime, Talia. I know I've been busy the last few times you've called, but anytime. anytime. Thank you.
Okay. What is the social life right now? Only hanging with other people with babies? Not hanging with anybody at all?
It's a really good question.
You spend a lot of time with your family, I feel like. No?
I do. I have a cousin here who has kids who I have seen often, who I do see often. I spend a lot of time at home with my baby and Tim just because that is how it kind of shakes out.
Sure.
And then it'll be like, oh, there's another family that we can like go to a dinner with, or they could come over here, or we could go over there. And so I've done a little bit of that, but otherwise, like I really have not, I'm just like not getting out in the world as much as I'd like to. We met a babysitter.
How'd it go?
It was really good. She seems lovely. Have we ever used her? No.
How old?
I want to say like 45, 50.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not like a high school babysitter.
No, not a high school babysitter, which I'd be open to. I just don't know where you find those high school babysitters.
Small towns.
You know. What a nice job if you like really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And you just sort of are at a life stage. Like I've never really heard of like a 45-year-old babysitter that isn't like a friend of the family, I guess.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That
no,
kind of
this
surprised
is like,
me.
Maybe she's even 55.
Sure.
Like, but also she was saying that her daughter, who's like 20 or something, could potentially come and help.
Yeah.
And she has a sister who could... Anyway, we have the people kind of set up to do it. It's just I find it hard to like get it all set up and do it when she goes to bed at 7 and Tim and I will be like, okay, I guess let's like bring in food and watch something.
The babysitter? She was at 7, then we have to watch her.
and then we got to just watch her all night long.
Looking good.
So it, I got to like, I need something specific. Like I need a thing to get a babysitter for.
Yeah, it really.
Because we're having
right.
trouble just doing it for ourselves, which is bad. They say, no, don't do that. Mm. They're like very, with new parents, we've gotten so much advice that's been like, make sure to protect your relationship. Like give your relationship a lot of love. Like take care of your relationship, which I agree with. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, I ate too many swimmers.
God. Huh? Oh, no.
I ate one too many.
Swimmers.
The sugar's really hitting me between the marg and the swimmers.
They're swimming.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Bad.
Oh, no. Nausea?
A little bit.
Diarrhea?
Heartburn?
In the stomach?
Diarrhea. Yeah. My favorite. I love how you guys both went. Ryan loves to sing the word diarrhea. You both had it was unsaid, but you both went. You're gonna say
don't
diarrhea.
You know, Lev, don't you love it's to set your friends up for stuff they love
yeah.
to do?
I really feel seen in that moment because it had been a while since that had come. Had.
Yeah,
but also, I love hearing you do it.
Me too.
I know. We've done it and you've talked about it. Thank you so much. I do have kind of like an angel's voice. Is that funny?
Call in all angels.
Diarrhea.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was holy.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. Here's what I really care about.
Yeah, what do you really care about?
What are you guys going to eat for dinner after this?
Mm. I've had that thought since I woke up. I had poke for lunch.
Oh, from where?
Sweet Fin,
because it delivers. You
is
know,
it good?
Had
is
a busy
it good
day.
To get poke?
Yum, 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 yum.
Is it good to get poke?
Yeah,
I don't think
good?
I've ever had it.
It makes me feel healthier.
Ooh, fresh fish?
What's hopefully fresh. You never know.
You don't know.
But yeah, I like it as like, oh, if I have to get delivery today because the kitchen's
DiGiorno.
Empty.
Yeah. That's exactly
so
what I was going
to say. I was thinking if I have to get delivery, I have to get DiGiorno. Oh, and then I was like, wait a second. That's the opposite of what they do.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Right.
So I did Sweet Fin, but then I was like, I can't do a double delivery for dinner.
Yeah. Why not?
But okay, because I am
trying to
flat broke, and fat assed.
How dare you talk about my friend that way?
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't ever talk about yourself like that.
Well, unhealthy, whatever.
Honestly,
you want to say.
I
am unhealthy.
Right. Speaking of, I did my first big workout last night in a long time.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I'm done being fat.
Doesn't it feel that way where you're like, whoa, are my abs huge today?
Oh, wow. Yes. Body dysmorphia is so real. Yes. That it's like I did one thing that should make me look better and I already look better.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, I lost a pound. That workout really worked. Each one of these, I'll lose 1 pound and it'll just be good to go. It's like, I think you just didn't eat as much today. You know, but that also works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that works too.
As long as you feel good.
Sore?
I am a little sore, which feels good.
Does that feel good?
Doesn't that make you feel like pretty in your body?
First sore after the first workout?
Yeah. Mm. And I did just the right amount. Usually I'll go back after a long break and I'll overdo it.
Yeah.
And then I'll feel too sore. Mm. And I was going to work out again today. And I was like, no, I feel just the right amount of sore. I'm going to let today be the rest day and then go back on Wednesday.
That's great. Now, are you going to a gym or are you doing it at home?
Home. I'm trying to work my way back up to the gym. I feel like too out of shape to even go to the gym. Like,
oh, I get that.
Don't have like a full workout. And so I just reorganized my garage and I have a rower at home already.
Oh my gosh. I would kill for a row.
Should we pay you to be our gym?
Come over anytime. You can use it for free. Anytime.
Oh my God.
Anytime. I'll give you the code to my garage and you can just go use it when I'm not even there.
What?
Wow.
I feel like driving 20 minutes.
That is so kind.
Yeah, absolutely. Come use it. It's great.
Oh my God, Victoria, you could get on the rower. I could do an app for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we could switch.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We should all have a little workout club. That'd be fun.
Oh my God, that would be so fun.
What if we did an episode in the gym that was my
garage?
Oh
my God, the drinking buds go to the gym.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
My face gets really red.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
When you work out?
Really sweaty. Oh yeah.
Because you're embarrassed?
I'm so ashamed.
No, I've always been that way. End of basketball practice, beet red.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I sweat
so
hard.
You go to basketball right now?
Oh, no, no.
We're in a league together.
Yeah. The three of us are on a team together.
Yeah. I'm just trying to catch up here. I've been gone for a while.
We do games, then we go drink for a while. Yeah. Just laugh.
I posted up on Victoria the other day, freaking knocked her ass out playing basketball.
So I loved it.
I'll have to show you guys. We got a great video of me posting up a game winner yesterday.
Yes. I saw some, but not that one.
Yeah. I don't post.
I saw one other one.
I don't post that.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I don't need that.
Send it to the group.
The thing you were saying about getting red when you work out, there's something funny about seeing a friend in a new context.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like our basketball guys, like I've seen them worked out. I've seen them tired. I've seen them frustrated on the court. Or like you see friends like in their evening wear at a wedding.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, this is a new way to see you.
Yeah, it feels very different.
And some people it is like, oh, you're a red person. I didn't know that.
I am. Right.
Yeah.
I think that maybe I don't sweat as much and it all just, my
face
just
really?
Got red.
Oh, I sweat
I mean,
so
I
much.
Sweat as well, but... But I think maybe not as much.
I'd love to see you shoot a basketball.
I'd love to see you shoot a basketball.
Yeah.
I've got my beef.
Yeah. Balance, eyes, elbow, follow through.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of beef.
Cheers.
You never learned about beef?
I've heard of horse. You play horse with the basketball.
Sure. You're a hoe. And then you're a whore.
And you're a horse.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of horse.
Oh my God, Victoria.
It's a naughty game.
It's a naughty game.
Horse is a naughty game.
Honestly, it's not.
You could do pig, but not as fun.
Pussy, idiot, grandpa.
Hey.
The three stages of man.
When you're a baby, you're a pussy. When you're just a man,
you're an idiot. 10 to 70, you're an idiot.
We all remember the Sphinx's riddle from the Odyssey.
Yeah, we all do. Yes. Oh, I love it. That's genius. Oh, no.
What happened?
My phone dropped, but I swallowed all the cayenne in the world.
There's nothing worse, especially in today's era, coughing for a reason that isn't sickness.
No. I'm so scared.
The other night at the bar, sorry, I kept taking little sips while like talking to people.
Yeah.
And then having a little like sip cough where it didn't go down right or whatever. It's like, I don't want to be coughing in this bar, but I don't want to stop drinking this drink.
The drink that you didn't know what it was?
Oh, yeah. I had a few of those.
Yeah.
I think the bartenders honestly were confused about the drinks because I ordered the same thing all night, but 50-50... I got it different ways.
Wow.
One time it was in like an up glass or whatever you call it. Like not a martini glass.
Oh, like a coupe?
No. Like a Like a tall rocks glass.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then the other times like it was just in like glass, a... Yeah, sort of, yeah. And then it was just in a... what are those glasses called?
Which
I
don't ones? Know.
It like looks like glass. A rocks glass, but it's, taller.
Is that not a highball glass?
I think it's a highball glass.
I think highball is like tall and skinny, isn't it? I don't know.
Oh, could be. Anyway, okay, I see what you're saying. It's the same sort of reference.
I kept getting two different drinks. Okay, one was orange, one was pink.
I know, when it was orange, I kind of thought maybe it was an amaretto sour.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But they were all really good.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Where was it?
The Room on Cahuenga in Hollywood. Excuse me, I just got the chills. You been there?
Yeah, I used to work there. I know it well.
No.
Excuse really? Me? No, sorry. I used to work near there.
That's different.
I love it. Yeah.
That is different.
It was fun. I don't think I would go again unless
not
I was invited
for somebody's
for
birthday
bar.
Party with an open
yeah.
bar.
Yeah. But when we were walking out, this was funny. Dan was dressed to the nines, full beautiful white
suit.
Do you
have pics that I could see?
Yeah, we got some pics.
I don't think there's a pic of me in my outfit. And my full
maybe
outfit.
A little one, but not the full blown yeah. for sure. Okay. But he had a beautiful, huge white suit on because he's tall. Then he also had a big white cowboy hat on. And as we were exiting the bar and walking up Cahuenga, several people were like just trying to buy cocaine from Dan. Like, this guy probably sells coke. Like,
somebody went,
this?
Hey, Miami. Oh my God.
What is this cowboy doing
cowboy
walking
Miami.
Around the dirtiest street in California in all white?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because that street's dirty.
That's so
it's
dirty.
Fun. Yeah, that I feels so young dirty. To me.
Okay, I guess this is the white linen suit. That's why I said Miami.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It did feel young. It felt like I was out. Yes. I felt like I was dressed like an old person, to be honest.
Oh.
Because okay. we sort of dressed up a little bit.
We did.
But not like the rest of that Hollywood crowd dresses up.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I felt like I was at like a, I was like, oh shoot, I look like I'm at like a wedding or a
for
funeral.
A bar mitzvah
and they were
or something.
And they were like cool yeah. dressed up.
Like, sorry, can we describe like what a cool dressed up is? Is it like a leather jacket and like... like lace up brown boots and like tight jeans.
More cocktail, less. I don't know.
You
trendier.
Went, you went all black though. I thought you did like a
I
good.
Okay.
Honestly,
yeah.
all
yeah,
black.
You
can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I just felt a little funny.
I get that.
Anyway, it was fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I'll start one.
Great.
Start something.
Beef.
I've never done that. I don't know what I'm doing.
I've never initiated an improv scene before.
I don't even know what improv is.
Talia initiates all the time. Talia throws herself under the bus all the time at shows.
Hey, you guys. Hey, excuse me. Sorry. I know you're just talking. Could I get some Coke?
Excuse me?
So, what do you mean? Like drugs?
No. Just like a Coca-Cola, man. Sorry. Just kidding. Yes. You guys sell drugs? What are you guys doing around here?
Are you trying to get coke from us?
I'm sorry. Can you not hear me? Am I not talking out loud right now? Am I a ghost?
I can hear you. I have a great auntie.
Just like, you guys look like a party. I'm trying to get some drugs.
Should we?
Well, Susan, that was the wrong group. The sting is a bust. And the bust is a fucked.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Honestly,
no,
I just was trying.
Yeah, I get it. If you would sit in on the meetings beforehand, we describe the people pretty intently. You can't just go on vibe for
I'm
who you
so
think we're.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You know what? I have two jobs right now. I have two jobs.
Is that
I work
so?
At Wendy's and then I work here at the FBI.
Okay.
And so
we're gonna
I haven't
ask
been
you
able
to, quit
to make
the Wendy's
the meetings.
Job. Yeah, we're going to have to ask you to
really
quit the
enjoy
Wendy's
it,
job.
Though. I really enjoy it.
I understand that. And if it's not even financial reasons, it's one or the other, unfortunately.
Hey, can I get a number 4 with.
You bet.
Okay, great. And can I also get a large
what do you feel like?
Chocolate? Huh?
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate frosty, yeah.
Where are you going after this?
Hey, hon, can I talk to you in the office? Can I talk to you in the office, please?
You got it, Elaine.
Okay, so the line is so long. And the thing is,
we are
not
doing something
busy.
Right here. Am I right, honey?
Can I tell you, I think it's because we're doing something wrong, sweetheart. I don't know that I need as much editorializing during...
I'm sorry, I do not know what that means.
I don't need that so much editorializing during the orders.
Now listen, I know you got two jobs. You work at Wendy's and you're also a journalist here at the Daily Bugle.
I love the Daily Bugle.
You got to learn how to spell the articles you're writing. And I need more pictures of Spider-Man. Okay?
I'm trying. I am trying because I so enjoy this. And I also so enjoy Wendy's. But can I tell you, he's just...
He's all over the place and he's so fast.
I know he's all over the place, but you're the guy, lady, who we're supposed to get him.
I'm a lady.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, my cat was in the tree and then I saw Spider-Man crawl up and get my cat and then he gave it to me. I don't know what else you want to know.
Well, I suppose I wanted to know where Spider-Man might be. I'm trying to get a little photo.
Well, he just left me with this little piece of paper with an address on it, but I don't know anything else.
Uh-oh, too bad, I guess.
Bye!
Bye!
Just kidding. Could you please help me get home?
Oh, sure, honey, you want a Frosty on the way?
A Frosty?
A Frosty. I work at Wendy's. I get a nice discount. 30%.
30%?
Yeah, 30%. I think that's pretty generous.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm just a kid, so I don't know about, like, percentages or anything. We haven't learned that in school yet.
Hey, what the heck happened? I gave you my address. You're supposed to come up and take pictures of me. I'm Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm as I live and breathe. Yes. No, I know, but, you know, I didn't know. You know what? The kid said he had a little piece of paper, and I just thought, well, that's goofy.
Come on. I'm trying to get pictures taken of me. I'm acting like I don't want it, but I want it.
You do want it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take one.
Okay, cool.
Okay, just hold on now. Okay. Let me set up.
All right, I'm going to go back up. And then I'm going to come down like a spider upside down. And if you want to kiss me at the end, that's fine.
Oh, my God. If I want to kiss you.
That's always an
what
option.
Did you, son, I am 45 years old. I don't know.
I couldn't tell. You what? Were a day under
Spider-Man.
30.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're not a spider at all.
No. I'm nice. All right. Take a nice picture of me.
Peter Parker, listen.
What?
I know you might be a Spider-Man somewhere else, but when you're at this school learning about science, I need you to be here. That's what you do, right? That's your thing, right?
Come on. I know science.
Right.
I got an A+.
But there is a line around the block of kids that need help too. And so I just think that you are taking up a lot, too much of my time.
Okay? You're right. I'll stop Spider-Maning and
I can't have you with the double duo.
I'll tutor the rest of the kids.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
And also, I hear you have a much older girlfriend. What's going on? What's going on with that?
She's a little bit older. I mean,
spill
I guess I like ladies a little older. I mean, I wouldn't say girlfriend. I would say situation.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Your science teacher called me. She said, you said I'm not your girlfriend.
Okay.
That's all you got to say?
Did you think we were boyfriend, girlfriend?
I've been kissing you. You've been hanging upside down while I kiss you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the Spider-Man thing. Everybody does that.
There's only one Spider-Man.
Everybody does that with me.
What?
Yeah, I need a lot of pictures, and I always do the upside down thing, and I also say, you can kiss me at the end if you like, and most people take me up on it.
You say, I can kiss you at the end if you like. You're just saying that to everyone.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
You've been wronged by Spider-Man 2.
Yes, I have.
Spider-Man also, not the film Spider-Man 2,
no,
which wronged nobody.
No.
The soundtrack to Die For, Nickelback, Dashboard.
Sorry, who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Norman Osborn, the owner of Oscorp.
Oh.
You may know me better as the Green Goblin.
Oh.
I thought it was the Hornet.
Huh?
Honey, I thought your name was the Hornet, the Green Hornet.
Honey, I have company, you can't come into the big room.
Okay. Do you guys want some tea?
No, we don't want tea.
Like gossip? Yes.
Listen, season 2 of Kardashians is hot.
Season 2?
Yeah, the Kardashians.
How long has that show been on?
Well, 14 years or something on Hulu, or on Bravo, but now it's on Hulu and it's only been season 2.
I'm catching up,
too. Kristen and Khloe are having a baby.
What do you think?
He cheated on her.
No.
She still has
Tristan
to have his
Thompson?
Baby. You know it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. My hornet wants to talk. Okay.
Oh. Goblin!
Okay. I'm backing out of the kitchen. I mean, into the kitchen.
Come on, man. Don't get on your board. Don't get on your board and fly around the room.
Honestly, forgive your wife. I know what it's like to love and lose, and it's not worth it.
When I am filled with rage and venomous anger. That's why we've tried to form the Sinister Six. We've all been wronged by Spider-Man. He kissed you. He slutted around town.
My words exactly. He slutted around town.
Wouldn't give
town.
Me enough pictures of him for the thing in newspaper?
Yes, J. Jonah. And we'll find three more. You know, we'll get the six.
So sorry to interrupt, honey. we have like three flies in the kitchen. If you could use your little hornet tongue to crack.
I don't have a hornet tongue. I have little bombs that I made myself.
Do you think a hornet's a frog? Do you think a hornet's a frog?
Honestly, no idea.
I think I got stung by a hornet the other day.
Don't marry hot.
Don't marry hot. In front of her? Norman.
I am not offended.
He's evil.
I know. God. I mean, in my mind, too, I'm like, I'd love to hear it. I feel fine.
You'd rather be like thought of as attractive than appreciated.
He's saying I'm dumb. I don't mind.
What if someone said you're dumb and not that good looking? Then it would
really
hurt.
Really bad. I'd hurt. Say that's very bad.
But you would trade good looking for smart.
No. Yeah. Well, maybe.
You got both. I wouldn't worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, folks, I don't know about you guys, but this has been an incredibly happy
hour
to
the
me.
The happiest.
The happiest
it's
of hours.
It's been really lovely. Is there anything that we need to send the audience home with? Anything that we want to share before we go and they go?
Let us know your thoughts, Scandinavian swimmers or Swedish fish. What are you choosing? Mm-hmm. Leave your baby out in Scandinavia or Hawaii or take care of it. What are you choosing?
Right. Best actor in the group. Don't tell the truth.
Best actor in the group. Don't tell the truth. And, of course, come see Big Grande on tour October 28th through November 13th. We're going through Chicago.
Detroit, Toronto, Rochester, Rhode Island, New York. What's next?
Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Cincinnati and St. Louis. Come see us out there, biggrondewebsite.com. We're sold out in Chicago and I believe Toronto, but we might add more shows in Toronto and Pittsburgh, which is also almost sold out. That's that. What else are we plugging, Talia? Where can people find you? What should you plug?
People can find me at Talia Tabin. I'm not on any of the socials right now. I'm trying to take care of my mental health, but
love it.
Give it a like, subscribe. Follow, ding, ring that bell.
Take care of the next generation, gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
Amen.
Victoria might be about to plug this, but you can see Talia and Victoria Monday nights at the UCB Theater.
Oh my God.
Harold Night's back, baby, starting October 17th.
October 17th, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. We're finishing out the night.
That's exciting.
Also, if you follow Yeti for Real, that's the number four, Yeti number four Real on Instagram, follow us for our shows at the Elysian Theater and also at the UCB Theater. We are up this weekend. When does this come out?
Yes, it will have already happened.
Never mind.
But look at the pictures from the show. I'm sure they were awesome.
Look at the pictures from the show because they're gorgeous. It's sold out, but there's a standby line. But check us out in November. We'll have a show at the Elysian. Yeah. Plenty of shows at UCB.
And it's good to know that there's a hot show that everybody could go to, but they can't even get into. That's how good the show is.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
keep
try to get
the
in
account.
There early next time. Yeah.
That's the plugs, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Brian Holmes, Hannah Rehack, Annie Wu, and Casey Trela for all the great things they do for us.
Wow.
And thanks to our Happy Hour crew.
Lovely.
The best. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.